1-800-DUIOA, now offering free remote consultations by phone or video conference for any criminal offense. Trust Brooke, Jeffrey, and Jose's friends with a free remote consultation. From Bradley Johnson Lawyers, visit 1-800-DUIOA.com or call
1-800-DUIOA.
It's another phone tap.
And weekday mornings on the 20s.
Only on Moving 92.5.
Hello?
Hi, this is Dr. Achu. I was looking to speak with David.
Who is this?
Dr. Achu. I know, sounds like a sneeze, but it's not. It's my last name.
Oh.
I like to tell people I'm allergic to last names.
That's pretty good. I'm David.
Yeah. Oh, wonderful. David, your girlfriend Sarah is with me in my office right now, and actually I wanted to give you a call to talk about something. Do you have a moment?
I didn't know I was part of this process. Sure.
Well, yeah, she says that you encouraged her to come down here to get a breast augmentation.
I don't know if encouragement is the right word.
Hey, listen. If you're encouraging her to do it, that's fine. Trust me. A lot of guys do. She just mentioned that you really wanted her to get a boob job. And that it was a big thing for you, and I was like, hey, why don't I just hop on the phone with him real quick and go over some details?
I mean, she can do whatever she wants, obviously, but yeah, I mean, I think it'd be cool.
Okay, yeah, trust me. Hey, it is cool. Telling you from experience. Listen, is there a size that you had in mind? And I ask for a reason.
Like two sizes bigger?
Right. Okay. Here's what I was thinking, because we can definitely get that done, and I'm wondering if you'd be willing to help out a bit.
However I can, I guess.
Perfect. So I was talking to Sarah, and I asked if she was happy with your body.
Okay. I don't know how that's relevant, but...
It'll all make sense here in a second. She said that you do have a bit of a gut, and she showed me a picture of you, and it looks like you are carrying a little extra baggage around.
I mean, I think everyone is a little bit, but it's not a problem. She said that to you?
Right. Yes, she did. But here is the good part, okay? Because breast augmentations can be expensive. And nowadays, science has allowed us to suck the fat out of one person and put it into another.
Uh-huh.
So if you want Sarah to have some bigger boobs, what we do is we can suck the fat out of your midsection, put it right into her chest. Then you guys both win.
Yeah. I thought it was like plastic. I mean, you don't...
No. Just... That's old school.
Uh-huh. So... And this is the only way?
Well, it's not the only way. It's the best way, in my opinion, and it's cost-effective. Works out for both you guys. She gets what she wants. You get what you want.
I mean, I was thinking just old school. I'm fine how I am, is the thing.
Okay, I saw the pics. I saw the pictures.
Okay, well, I think I know which one she showed you probably, and that's not how I look now. Right. But
Listen, I'm sorry if that sounded insensitive. I'm a doctor. There's no judgment here, but you are a little tubby in the midsection, and we can use that to our advantage. She gets new boobs, you get less of a midsection. Also, another added bonus, when we put you under to suck the fat out of your stomach, Sarah also requested that we give you an extension down there, and I'm going to do that free of charge for you.
I'm sorry, what?
We'll extend that little thing for you.
Yeah, I don't need, excuse me?
Those are her words, not mine, the little thing comment. I would never say that, I'm a doctor.
She said she used the word little thing and told you that you should extend it.
Right, I think it was little. It was either little or tiny. Can't remember, but you know, you get the point.
I don't have any problem like that, okay? I don't have a tiny or little anything on my body. And you know what? Even if I did, that'd be between me and my doctor, okay? I don't think you should be setting up surgeries for somebody else, all right?
I appreciate you saying that, but she did show us a picture, and myself and all the other nurses in here all agree.
I'm sorry, a picture? She showed you a picture?
Yeah, along with your stomach, she showed us a picture of that, and I thought it was a little bit undersized. So did a few of my staff members. So we all kind of agreed.
Okay, you know what? Get Sarah. You know what? Go get Sarah. Put her on the phone, because I need to talk to her, because she should not be showing pictures of that at all to anyone. Can you put her on the phone, please?
I can't. It's a joke. She told me that she wanted to give you a bad time for asking her to get a boob job. It's a prank phone call.
Sarah.
I'm not a doctor. She's not in my office. And I really don't know if it's tiny down there.
Okay. This makes more sense now. So she's not getting a boob job then, I'm assuming, right?
Well, not that I know of right now, at least. But, you know, you might want to think about the Extendo thing.
Oh, my gosh.